This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. We return to normal for one day before the Farm Progress Show starts tomorrow and the news of the Pro Farmer Crop Tour is digested from last week. Since this past Christmas, the United States Department of Agriculture has been working to implement the programs and provisions of the 2018 Farm Bill. One provision the livestock industry is especially interested in seeing implemented is Congress's instruction to establish a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank to mitigate the risk of a potential outbreak of this highly infectious disease on American soil. An update in a moment.
Here's farmer and businessman James Wood.
We farm about 3,500 acres. There's pipelines everywhere. The contractor working on my property did not have the lines located before he began work, and it resulted on a strike on a natural gas pipeline. Fortunately, no one was hurt, but it could have been much worse.
Enbridge reminds you to call 811 or click before you dig. Visit enbridge.com/811 to learn more.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association held a summer business meeting just recently, and Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network spoke with Allison Rivera, Executive Director of Government Affairs with NCBA's D.C. office, about implementing a vaccine bank that could help the United States if we have an outbreak of foot-and-mouth disease.
Ourselves and our friends at Pork, we've continued to work on getting this bank implemented. You know, it's one thing to pass a farm bill, but it's another thing to make sure that USDA is implementing what Congress has asked for them to do. So about 2 weeks ago, we were back over there pushing for what's the timeline. We're really trying to stress, you know, members of Congress want to know what the timeline is for putting this bank in place. It's a contractual agreement between, companies, but at the same time, I think it is fair to say, okay, we're getting close to the end of the year. What are we looking at before we get to the end of the year? And so we've continued to stress that we know that pretty soon Congress has asked that $5 million be spent on state preparedness, and we are supportive of that. But what about the creation of the bank? The longer we wait, these companies, their agreements or contractual agreements, we don't want to see the price per vaccine go up as we, for lack of better words, drag our feet. And so we want to make sure that we continue, particularly sheep, pork, and cattle, that we continue to put the pressure on our friends at USDA and just continue to stress, especially when we talk about and we look at what's going on in the pork world with ASF. That makes the conversation about having preparedness and being ready with this bank and protecting our borders with more inspectors at the borders, more beagles, which we're also working on that as well and working with Congress on that. It kind of ties everything together, and it continues to stress the importance of getting the bank up and running. NCBA has done their work up until this point. We worked with Congress to get the money so that then USDA can stress and can work with these companies to decide what the bank looks like. We have requested, you know, that they do as much with as much money as possible that they've been given. If that means, you know, covering 10 strains, we have to remember that there's a lot of strains out there, but we also have to pay for surge capacity capabilities. And so that has to be part of the financial conversation as well.
That's Allison Rivera, Executive Director of Government Affairs for the NCBA. Both beef and pork organizations want Congress to authorize annual funding for the life of the farm bill of $150 million for the vaccine bank, with $30 million to go to the National Animal Health Laboratory Network and $70 million in block grants for state animal health agencies. I'm Ken Root on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.